baseball side of things. Rose got a nice win against the Cubs yesterday, even with Tyler Tolbert in the starting lineup. Did you see how happy the team was for his home run, Gold? Did you see the bench erupt?
Awesome. It was awesome.
When they were more happy for that than when Vinny hit his second, when Salvi got
They've seen Vinny hit home runs before.
You know, and the Tyler Tolbert hit one, and everyone's like, yeah! Just the whole team's hyped up. Tyler Tolbert going nuts. I mean, just, I like that. That's fun. It's fun when players you don't expect hit homers.
No doubt. My favorite part was postgame, when, if you notice on Salvi's social channels, he was giving Tolbert a hard time because Tolbert left the game. He was cramping. So he needed an IV. And so Salvi took a photo of Tolbert getting an IV after the game and said, I remember my first home run. It is pretty funny. You hit your first career home run and you got to go get an IV? Well, he was cramping up.
It's just so interesting because the game yesterday, you get a taste of just the fun, right? The Tyler Tolbert. You get what we've gotten out of Vinny since really June 1st, May 1st, where he's been one of the most consistent hitters in baseball. Some of the things you know about the Royals. Then it also felt like Seth Lugo was actively auditioning to be a member of the Chicago Cubs.
Oh, he was right there.
One of the five teams who are reportedly interested in him, and then he's throwing. And then it brought me back to what we were saying yesterday, where he's actively auditioning, but the Royals have a big problem with what they do with their pitching. Because I don't think for just this year, Gold, but for multiple years, they are stuck answering a question they can't answer just yet, which is, how healthy will Cole Reagan stay in the long run? If the answer is pretty healthy, and this is just a one injury plague season and he'll be fine and the Tommy Johns are behind him or everything else in between, if this is just an outlier for the new and improved surgically repaired Cole Reagans from a few years ago, then I think you can be more flexible in taking a call on Bubich, or if you're going to try to bring back Lugo and re-sign Lugo, and if we keep him here, is he more likely to re-sign and all this other stuff? You have to answer the question of, do you think Cole Reagans is available long-term? And I don't think there's any way to answer that yes definitively.
Well, no. Right now, his target to come back this year is middle of August, well after the deadline. So in terms of knowing for sure what he looks like, they don't have the answer to that. I think, though, there's a real chance yesterday was Seth Lugo's last start in a Royals uniform in 2025. I say in 2025 because technically there's a chance in the offseason they could still bring him back, even though I think it's pretty slim based on financial reasons.
They got Walker back, so it's not out of the question, but yeah.
Yesterday might have been the last time we saw Seth Lugo. I thought there was an interesting quote from Vinny, actually, Vinny Pasquantino, after the game. He was telling, I believe it was the Kansas City Star, about the name Seth Lugo being mentioned ahead of the deadline. And Vinny said, quote, I don't know if he's lined up to pitch before the deadline. I'd really like to see him with the Royals jersey on his next start, and we're trying to make that happen.
As in, we're trying to win to keep Seth Lugo here.
They're 300-500. They have an off day today, and they have a pretty big series, to say the least, this weekend at the K, with the Guardians coming in.
Who are two games ahead of them in the standings, four teams ahead of them in the wild card.
Best case scenario, this team on the day of the trade deadline could be one game above 500. That's best case scenario, meaning they win four in a row, including Monday, right? Because I don't think they're off Monday. I think they have a game. I could be off on that. But I know they play Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So that would be 500. Monday would be an opportunity to go above 500. That's if you win every single game. So, you know, they're in this literally the most – average spot heading into a deadline you could possibly be. There's a chance legitimately they could be a true 500 team at the deadline, which complicates it, I think, for them internally. I know from the outside, we've been saying it for a while. I think a lot of our listeners
expect
at this point
have
accepted the fact that he should and will get moved, but that's obviously not the message inside the clubhouse right now.
The Royals will get six full games before the deadline.
Okay, six. Thank you.
So they will. The deadline is on Thursday, July 31st. That is a Royals off day next week, but they've got three games this weekend against the Guardians, and then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, they take on three games at home against the Atlanta Braves. And so they've got six games remaining before, so I guess technically they could be three games above 500 if they ripped off six in a row. But if they win four of six, let's say, let's say that's what they just won, right? Like they get a little bit hot, and they win four of six games, and you're like, okay, where are they now? 500. Like, pretty much right at 500, Gold. So then what do you do? What do you do if you're a team?
I think
at 500, I think you trade Seth Lugo, you get a bat, and then you hope that you're better on the opposite. You know, or the same. At the very worst, the same.
They could win. You know, I don't think, you know, you could have a different opinion on will they make the playoffs if they win five in a row, six in a row, seven in a row. But in terms of the trade deadline, if they rattle off three against the Guardians this weekend, I don't think suddenly Tuesday they should decide, oh, we're actually now we're buying rental guys. Like, I don't think that's what they're going to do, and I don't think they should. To me, they should be very open, no matter what happens this weekend, to trading Lugo, to trading Carlos, to trading Michael Lorenzen if he comes back and is healthy, for outfield bats that have control beyond 2025. And it sounds like that is kind of their mindset, at least on what they're looking to get back.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like we're alone in thinking that.
Yeah. Now, the Guardians as a whole, you know, we talk about the Royals beating up on bad teams and how they fare against good teams. You know, the Guardians are 30-13 against teams with a losing record. They're 21-37 against teams above 500. Obviously, the Royals are not above 500. The Guardians have fared well, much like the Royals have against teams like this.
Yeah. And so have the Royals, as you pointed out. Now, these are two teams in very similar spots. So, like, which of them, you know, like
Stephen Kwan's name, that you know,
his
like,
name's getting
that's
mentioned
a, that's
a lot
big,
of trade
like, Stephen
stuff.
Kwan's name being mentioned is a much even bigger deal, right? Because, like, Seth Lugo is the best pitcher that potentially is available on the market. But Stephen Kwan being listed would be, honestly, it would be like if the Royals were actually willing to trade Michael Garcia. I'm not even saying Kwan and Garcia are the same quality player. My point is, like, you're talking about, like, a key piece in the offense there for the
it
Guardians.
Has been.
Yeah.
Their leadoff guy for a long time there. How much control does he still have left on his deal?
His debut, we saw his debut at Kauffman a couple years ago, so he definitely has a couple years left to control. Remember, his debut was at Kauffman Stadium when he tore it up 2-3 years ago.
He has. He is ARB eligible in 26 and 27, and then an unrestricted free agent.
So 2 years.
So he's got 2 years of control left on his deal. I still think every time I look up years of control on people's deals, I am offended for baseball players how long their rights are controlled.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you get to the big leagues at 25 years old, you get, like, one chance at a payday. Like, we go back to Vinny. Like, if you're Vinny Pasquantino, you are still under control for the Royals for 26,
they don't have to give him a
7, and 8. So until your age 30 season, you keep hitting like this, which is a very, very good major league hitter. And so you keep hitting like that, you'll get a chance at one payday gold when you're 30 years old.
Yeah.
You're like, really?
Well, that's
this, really?
That's
this is like players lock up the ARB stuff and put a couple of years on. But, like, it is just like,
it's
kind of offensive.
The MLBPA has screwed that up, though. They've agreed. I mean, they've agreed to this to be the system. And that they have not been willing to, you know, basically miss games in order to correct it. And so,
what's the better system because of the minor leagues and your clock not starting until you get to the majors? So if you're 30, you never get a chance to. Can we like, set an age in which the clock starts no matter what? Can at 25 years or 24 years old, the 7-year clock starts no matter what, whether I'm in the big leagues or not? So at the very least, by 30, I'm a free man, and I don't have to play out, you know, these years under contract. It just seems so silly a lot of times. It's fine. I do, like, I'm fascinated that we're a week away from the trade deadline today. I'm fascinated to see how the Royals handle it, because what I actually want them to do is what you said. Trade away their players with either very little or no control left over into next season, and I want them to get a controllable corner outfielder for the long term. Look, Duran is, honest to God, probably my dream scenario if they could bring anybody in that I thought had control. And then outside of that, it's just prospects where I'm like, I've never even seen you do it in the bigs, and it's like the Cubs' top prospect. I'm just, I don't know, hoping, I guess, that guy in Casey or Cassie can play. But, yeah, if a cost-control corner outfielder and no Seth Lugo, if their other pitchers are healthy gold, they might be just as good of a team.